Welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Thursday, so today's the day we try to apply what we've been exploring all week, in this case, the resurrection of Jesus and the difference it makes. I talked yesterday about the difference it made in the lives of Jesus' followers, and I know a couple followers of Jesus, too, who've seen their lives change, and they were able to explain it in a very concise way. These two friends were immigrants from China. They'd come directly from mainland China to Canada, and they were studying engineering here. And they started to come to the church I used to be part of, and were exploring what it meant to follow Jesus, and they took the Christianity 101 course that we make available through this mobile app. So they took the course, and afterwards they decided they wanted to be baptized. They wanted to become Christians. And one of my friends asked them, well, why? And they had a great answer. They said, well, in China we study Confucius, and Confucius is dead. But you say Jesus is alive, and it seems better to us to follow somebody who's alive. There was nothing more to it than that. But it was one of the most memorable, concise proclamations of faith that I've ever heard. It's worth following somebody who is alive, and Jesus is alive. Different from any other religious teacher, he died and then rose again. And he can still live on, guiding us, giving us hope, and assuring us that resurrection from our deaths is available to us and offered freely as a gift of grace. Well, they became part of my church, and they started to get involved, and they started to tell others their story as well. And you can imagine the impact that a very simple statement like that has. So that's actually my challenge for you, is to come up with a simple statement like that to tell somebody. What difference has Jesus made in your life? Why follow him? I encourage you to brainstorm yesterday a little bit about that. So now put those ideas into just a sentence. And listen for the opportunity God gives you today or this week to tell that story to someone. I'm not saying to push your faith on them, to try to explain the ins and outs of the Bible. Just do what my friends did. Just tell people the difference that Jesus has made in your life. If they've noticed you live differently, if they've noticed you're more honest at work, if they've noticed that you care for them, and they ask why, tell them. If they've never noticed a difference, that's another story. Keep sticking with our challenges. We'll keep challenging and pushing you to see the difference Jesus can make in your daily life. But for now, that's your challenge. Come up with that one line, the difference Jesus has made for you, and listen for the opportunity God gives you to share it with someone. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to reflect and pray. Bye for now.